Throughout our struggle, the international community has been standing with us. And that is not only the issue that once you become a country, or when South Sudan became a country under the international law, it was recognized internationally and became part of the UN. And being a member of the UN, assigned up to the UN Charter. The UN Charter under Article 4 is very clear. When South Sudan is joining the UN General Assembly as a body governing the whole world, except those few countries which are not yet members, but they are bound by UN documents. It has signed up and agreed clearly that it's going to be among the members of civilized countries.
Let me take you back. You kept referring to international law, and a layman who is listening to us be wondering, what is international law?
Okay, international law is a law. Law means just a rule of conduct that regulates the relationship. If it is within the country like South Sudan, it is like penal code or the law which is there. When you see the police arresting people who have committed a crime, they are enforcing the law.
And
we are able to walk in the country now.
What prompts you to conclude that the government of South Sudan does not respect international law? Do you have any examples?
Yes, the examples are one we have seen recently. We have seen recently when a member of the SPLM who was talking against the grabbing of the land and against the abuse of the rights of their people in the central Equatoria was being arrested arbitrarily, contrary to our constitution even. The values under our constitution are the same as values under the international law, which is international treaty.
You are a lawmaker, Honorable Daniel, and you are complaining as opposed to implementing the laws. You are saying that the former mayor was picked and arrested arbitrarily. What have you done as a lawmaker to defend his rights? Because you're saying the government does not respect laws. What have you done to defend his rights?
The matter was raised inside the house, and the MP that raised it was told to put the matter into a motion to raise it in the house. But up to now, it's not yet put into writing so that we signed it. At the same time, even if it is raised like that, what is making us to complain? We appear to be helpless, as you heard recently. There is, like, in the newspaper online, this City Review, today, if you go online, you will see that lawmakers are being threatened, and some are being threatened with death,
while others are being
threatened with arrest. They were cited to be 20.
Who is threatening lawmakers? I mean, this sounds very serious. I mean, you have to really pinpoint who is threatening lawmakers.
In the country, the one who is recognized to have monopoly over the use of force is the government. So it does not matter whether it is non-state actors or the government. It is business from security sector.
Daniel,
because we are not any private citizen that can come and threaten anybody without being backed up by the security.
Daniel, this is a transitional government of national unity composed of all the parties that signed the 2018 peace agreement, including the SPLM-IO. When you say the government is responsible for threatening lawmakers, it includes your party too. It includes the party under the first vice president, Riek Machar, because this is a government, is an entity. It's not an individual.
At the face of it, or to the common people, they may look at it like that. When you go into critical analysis, you have even been hearing that even Dr. Riek himself, who is the chairman of the SPLM-IO, the members have been complaining that he has been restricted from moving around. You have seen we don't even have power. Citizens have been going for almost several months, the civil servants plus the armed forces and the government officials, including the parliament, have been going for almost 7 months or 8 months now without being paid. And the resources are under control by some people who are affiliated to the STLMRG. And the STLMRG is not able to come out openly to say no, what they are doing is wrong. So when we are in the one government, does not mean that when there are some things going, we should die as a group. We must be able to talk and point the fingers out towards one who is not implementing and undertaking their duty. So when we are speaking as a member of SPLMI, we are trying to tell the public that within the government in which we are, there are some people who are not able to do what we have agreed. And when the times come for accountability, we must be held accountable individually, not as a group, because we can only accept responsibility when we have a political will to do what the agreement requires us to do. But if some people are there and use us as a curtain behind which the country is being destroyed, then we will be able to come up because we are protecting the interests of the country. And the interest of the country is the same agreement that was signed and brought to be implemented.